Hello, lovely listeners. Kevin Pollak here. Just letting you know the next live show for Alchemy This will be on July 1st, 7 p.m., Westside Comedy Theater. If you're in the Santa Monica, California area or anywhere near it, July 1st, please come join us. Tickets will go fast as they did last time. We'd love to see you there. Go to westsidecomedy.com for more. Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. Was that? Well, I don't care what the sign on the front gate says. Drifters are no longer welcome in my home. But I digress. I'm so very happy to be back in the saddle and welcome you all to another episode of Alchemy This. Let's meet today's alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to James Heaney. Jamie Lannister the Heen. If you could only consume one meal hereafter, what would it be?
Pizza.
That's correct. Hey there, Vanessa Ragland. Vanish, if you could change 11 things about Joey Greer, what's the seventh thing you would change?
Finger length.
Yep.
What?
Too correct.
What the fuck?
Reach for the sky, partners. It's Craig Kukowski. Krakow, how do you spell relief?
Can you spot me three letters?
F-A-R.
F-A-R-T-I-N-G.
Yeah, we've got a winner. No more calls, pencils down. What the hell? It's Joey Greer. Joe's so low, you got a pee lying down. What's your favorite cereal and why?
Oh, probably Crispy G's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a little concoction I've been working on myself, so it's a personal fave.
Okay. That's not the answer I had written down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So,
I see that finger thing now. It is weird. It's weird.
It just needs to be different.
It's natural. All I will ever look at again. And last but eat my sadness if you think or least, it's Carla Kukowski. Carlina Lou, what is the best part of waking up?
Eating a banana.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm so sorry, Craig.
So happily married.
She's got no problem with my finger length.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy God.
First 5 minutes, everybody.
Hey, I want to ask real quick before we get to our first scene, which we would normally do at this point. How was the live show May 7th that I was only there in spirit?
It was super fun.
It was
great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a great time. You looked great on camera. What? I know you've never seen yourself on camera.
I threw in some video. Intros, all my speak stuff. I wasn't able to participate, but I brought in a ringer, Madman, Dave Koechner, who, you know, it was an experiment to throw in someone that's that much of a live wire, and I felt like if you guys could get past his energy in the dressing room before the show, everything was going to be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we survived.
He told
I love
us
him
about
dearly.
His boots. That
oh, yeah, some Amazon fish.
Us all, and then we just went right into the show.
Couldn't tell if it was real or a bit, but...
Me either. On board.
In general, I can't tell if he's real or a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a true delight, and we were very lucky to have him with us, and I'm glad to hear that you guys all had fun.
It
super fun.
All right, and thanks to everyone who came out to the live show on May 7th at the Dynasty Typewriter Theater. Go to dynastytypewriter.com for calendars.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Any calendar. Yeah.
All the calendars.
Complimentary calendars.
We're all about print. Calendars over at the Dynasty.
Let's get to our first scene. As usual, all of today's suggestions were gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Eric, who wrote, "Hey guys, how about a scene where the alchemists wake up in a room together as total strangers with no idea where they are, and then slowly realize they're on a spaceship having been abducted by an alien?"
Oh.
P.S.
Okay.
Vanessa is a babe.
Oh, yes.
That's also part of the suggestion? Or?
Yeah, that
okay.
Is.
Okay, I'll take that. Okay.
That's from Eric Kohlhofer.
Aye.
Vanessa Kohlhofer.
Oh, what the fuck?
Where am I?
What the fuck? Where are my clothes?
Hey.
Where are my clothes? What the fuck?
Hey.
Sorry. What the fuck? Who are you, man? What are you? Where are you, man?
I don't know. Why can't I remember?
Oh, my legs.
Why do I have slime in my belly button?
What is this place?
Where are we?
So bright in here.
Please remain calm. You'll be fetched for momentarily.
Who said what was that?
Who said that?
What was that?
Donnie? Is Donnie here?
It's like True Lies.
Are any of you guys Donnie?
Who's Donnie?
Donnie, no.
Oh,
my
guys.
Friend Donnie?
I can't remember my name.
I need a banana. Where's my banana?
Get this lady a banana.
Someone?
I don't have a banana.
Where are we?
Can you get your long fingers out of me?
Sorry. Oh my gosh.
What's happening?
All right, last thing I remember was I was enjoying a glass of red wine at home, and I was watching NCIS.
What kind of red wine?
Merlot.
Oh yeah, Merlot guy.
I don't know if I'm a Merlot guy. I just that's just what I happen to be drinking.
Hey, we don't know you,
night.
Man. We don't
try
know
to pinpoint me, okay?
It's Donnie.
Who's Donnie to you?
Who's my friend?
Oh, just a friend. Oh.
And last night I was hanging out with him.
Do you have a lot of friends?
I have at least 10.
Okay.
And Donnie and I were talking about breeding our pugs. That's the last thing I remember.
Oh, no.
We were going to make him fall in love.
At very least, you have 9 friends left.
Oh. You think Donnie's dead?
No, I'm a hard thing to throw at somebody. You don't even know.
You think Donnie's dead?
Your problem?
I don't even know who you are.
Who's saying that? Where are we?
The Merlot guy breathes weird.
Stop calling me Merlot guy.
Does anyone remember how you got in here?
Last thing I remember, I was driving my Ford F-150 down I-54.
What are you bragging
what is this, a
about
Ford ad?
It's not a Ford ad, okay? It was a 4x4 fully stocked.
Fully
stocked.
Like with fish?
No, it wasn't. It was fully stocked, okay? Suspensions are primo. If you never drove in an F-150.
Drove
it.
It's fantastic. The steering handle's like a dream.
So you're an English teacher?
I'm not an English teacher, thank you very much.
Okay, what do you do?
I teach math.
Oh, my.
All right?
Wow.
My F-150 is nuts, though, okay? It's got this English racing green, white...
It doesn't matter.
Wow, I'm so past this. Banana Girl, what's your deal?
Last thing I remember is I was at home, and I was making a fruit salad, and I didn't have any banana.
Right.
And I said, where's the banana?
Right.
And then I woke up here.
Was it nighttime when you guys had your last memory?
Yeah.
Mine,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And what state are you guys from?
Let's all say it at the same time.
One, two, three.
Nebraska. Wait a sec. We're from all over the place.
Wait, are we all from the same state?
I didn't pick a state. I said Gingema. I'm sorry. I panicked.
What is Gingema?
I don't know.
Is that an Eastern European state?
I don't know what state I'm from.
Please step back from
the return to rule. I'm going to puke.
Every time I hear that voice, it makes me want to puke.
The red painted wall will now raise, and you will have a window vision.
Why is he saying the red painted wall? Why not just the red wall?
I don't know.
And dude, why are you naked?
Why is no one else naked? That's my question.
Because we weren't.
Were you in your truck naked?
Driving your truck naked?
The plush seats in my F-150 are so comfortable. To have clothes in between me and the seats is just insane.
I get it. That makes so much sense to me.
You guys got to take a ride when we get back to Indiana.
Wait, this wall is lifting up. This wall is lifting up.
What the fuck?
Look at that view.
Space? What? Are we in space?
We're in space!
What
holy
the
shit!
Oh,
no.
I hate
no.
Oh my god!
I never believed in space before, and now I see it, and I can't deny it anymore.
What do you mean you never believed in space?
I just never saw it. I don't believe in things I can't see.
Wait, look back there. That's Earth.
Whoa.
It's flat!
I knew it! I knew it! I've been saying it for years!
Why is Earth flat?
Oh, man,
that really is a bummer.
That's the only place with F-150s.
In all the universe?
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
Oh, then prove me wrong!
If there's infinite universes, then some of them must have F-150s.
You don't fucking
know
that.
Now you've got me saying F-150.
Who are the people who are running this ship, and why aren't they talking to it?
Excuse me.
Greetings,
Earthlings. Due to extreme fear, I'm going to propose that you close your eyes as I enter the room.
This guy sounds fat.
And then never open them?
You can gradually peek until you feel you are prepared to deal with
this
the sword.
This guy's going to be so disgusting.
You have the sophistication to fly to different states to pick us all up on the same night, bring us here in your ship, and travel from whatever planet you came from, but that's the method of how we get to see you?
slowly open our eyes?
I gotta agree with them.
We have abducted you precisely three times before, and it always works.
What?
We will be coming into your room very shortly.
Quick question, alien sir.
Yes?
Will there be probing?
There's always probing.
Wait, did he say we've been abducted before?
Yes. I think he just meant people in general, not us specifically.
Because we'd remember, right? We'd remember.
Yeah, we'd have to remember these things.
We don't even remember where we came from. I didn't remember who I was when I first woke up.
Genjima. What's
up,
Genjima?
I don't know.
That sounds like...
So I have like a Sauvignon Blanc. I have a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Sauvignon Sauvignon.
Okay, that's a lot of Sauvignon.
Would you like any other kinds or...
Larry, ask to see the Merlot. Please.
Can we see the Merlot, please?
Of course, Thank you. Just give me 1 second.
Jesus.
I mean, I like all kinds of wines.
I understand that. I understand that you have a variety of favorites, but we always circle back to the Merlot, so let's just take a look.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's a good, you know, full-bodied red.
What did we drink last night?
I don't know.
The night before?
I mean,
and the night before that.
I mean, it's some kind of red wine. Mm-hmm. It was probably a Merlot.
And here we go. A Merlot, Merlot Farms.
All right.
From Merlot Farms.
Oh, from Merlot Farms.
Is that in Sonoma County?
What's the vintage?
The vintage is...
Probably aged in transit.
Looks like it's October.
Hey, do you see that strange light in the sky?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I assumed it was some sort of weather balloon.
Where did he go? Where did Larry go?
Okay, so we do remember some things, right? You remember that time?
Yeah, I was doing a wine tasting with my ex-wife.
A wine tasting. He is Merlot.
I'm not Merlot.
Why are you trying to run away from that? It's like your whole life.
I was tasting all kinds of stuff.
What did you land on?
I circled back to the Merlot.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone else remember? Does anyone else have like any?
What did you do, F-150?
What do you mean, what did I do?
You were driving and then you got sucked up.
Hold on a second. No, I wasn't driving. I was working on my car. Last thing I remember.
Why were you naked working on your car?
Because when the oils of the F-150 drip on your body, you don't want anything in between you and that oil.
Are you calling your truck your car? Because that's not usually what truck owners could do. You said my car. I was working on my car.
Are you lying?
No, it's my truck.
He's lying about
it's my truck. It's a car.
We don't know you. We're not going to judge you. Come clean, man.
Why would you lie about that?
It's fine. It's fucking hot in here. Can I take off my skin?
When you're a man, you want a truck that makes you feel like a man.
Oh, hell yeah. Hey, can you turn this ad up?
You want a Ford F-150.
The second TV. Can you turn that up?
Yeah, do you want the closed captions on, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ford F-150. Be a man.
Holy shit. Hey, can you play that ad again?
It doesn't work like that.
Crazy.
Hey, buddy. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you just look over a little lonely over here just looking at the TV.
Yeah, you can tell that, huh?
Yeah. My name's Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Ford Truck.
That can't be right.
No, it is. It's Ford Truck.
Okay. You're so funny.
You too, Nancy.
I love Ford Trucks.
Darnell Glob, we're ready to see you.
That's my dog. I have to go for a second.
Mr. Glob?
Yes, I'm for my brother? Yes.
No, it's for you, Darnell.
Okay.
Darnell Glob?
Shut up.
Yes. Darnell Maurice Glob?
Okay, yeah.
That's not much of a better name, actually.
That's my brother.
I can understand why you would
that's my brother.
Call yourself a truck.
Yeah.
I have a car.
Oh, is it a truck?
It's a crock.
Oh, crock. It's like a car truck?
Yeah, exactly.
When you want adventure... You want a car that helps you feel adventure.
You want the subtitles in Spanish this time?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, anyone see that strange light in the sky?
Actually, yeah, I do. Holy shit.
Hey, Ford.
What?
Ford?
And that's what I remember. And
wait, where were you?
I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Uh-huh. Oh. Did you get the dry rub?
Yeah, and they do dental appointments in the back, so I was just...
Uh-huh.
And the commercial voiceover said, do you see that strange light in the sky?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Look, I got abducted. We're talking about strange things that are happening, okay? They probably hacked into the feed, and they got
hacked
me to look.
Hacked into the feed?
Yes, the feed. They can travel through space. I think they can hack into a feed.
Why would they bother? Why just...
I don't know. They wanted my information about Ford trucks.
Guys, have any information about Ford trucks.
The door's opening.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh, close God. Your eyes. Close oh, your eyes. God. Don't look at him.
All right, close the doors. Okay.
What do you want? Why are we here?
Well, you're continuing experiments. So far, we have experimented on you twice, and this is the third time. We should be able to...
Wait, excuse me.
How long have we been here?
Wait, I had a question.
Yes.
Are you calling on me? My eyes are closed.
He's talking to you, not me. I wasn't calling on anyone.
Can you call on me?
Okay.
When you say third time, do you mean as us, as individuals?
Yes, you have all been here two times before, mind wiped and sent back to Earth.
Where am I from?
You are from...
Genjima?
No, you're from Lake Geneva. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Oh.
What is Genjima?
The mind wipe didn't really work.
Darnell. Darnell.
It's Ford.
Darnell.
It's Ford Truck.
All right, Mr. Truck. So far, everybody's been doing a great job.
Can I just say that you have really bad breath?
Oh, please.
It's just like...
Ditto on that. Yeah. I was going to compliment you on your command of the English language.
Oh, thank you.
Quite impressive. Can we open our eyes, and what is your name?
I mean, you can open your eyes if you want, but I would be...
How
so? Oh, God, he is surprisingly skinny. He is skinny.
How are you even not standing? All what I imagined.
Every time you guys treat me this way, this is ridiculous.
You guys think I'll be okay if I open my eyes?
How do we refer to you?
You can just refer to me as Bartholomew.
Bartholomew. Now, is it a thing where your name is so complex that we couldn't possibly understand or pronounce
that's
it?
One
so...
of those
no, I just don't like my real name very much, so I go with Bartholomew.
What's your real name?
Yeah, what is it?
It's
okay. I mean, that's something I couldn't pronounce or spell.
I don't think we can do the spit bubbles like you can.
Yeah,
Bartholomew.
Yeah. Mrs. President.
Yes.
We have information that there is a spaceship outside of our space jurisdiction.
We don't know that it's a spaceship.
Okay, well, there's something out there. You need to see these reports.
Okay.
Please take a look at them.
Is this for real this time, or are you guys fooling me? Are you goofing again?
Look at the calendar. It's not April 1st.
All right. Because you did it on May 2nd as well. So okay. I'm just double checking.
That was the different thing.
Close to
all right.
April.
Yes, these calculations do look to be true.
Madam President?
Yes.
If I could. What is your name again?
My name is Turner.
Uh-huh. Turner.
Turner.
How many times do we have to go over how you refer to Madam President?
Is she married?
You walked in here and said Mrs. President.
But she's married.
Like she's married to the office of the presidency.
I just wanted to be respectful in the
Mrs.
moment.
Mrs. Secretary. How does that sound?
Just a follow-up, and I appreciate this, you know, Madam President as another, you know, female, but... Why is the woman married to the presidency? I never heard it say that the man was married to the presidency.
No, exactly. My point as well. That's why Mrs. President makes no sense.
Right. But you said she's married to the office.
It sounded the way he pronounced it.
Yeah, but you said that.
Oh, I see. My bad.
Okay, so there's a status thing happening in this room right now. Leonard is my number one. Let's make that very clear, everyone.
You're giving
it very clear, okay?
Yeah, we call it number one.
Yeah.
Well, you would be number
one.
And
you are my number two.
Oh! Tarner's two?
You're
well,
number two.
Well, because he's poop.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Oh.
So he stands outside the bathroom door for me and makes sure that I do my job.
Have a proper movement.
Exactly.
When you're a president and a lady, you want a car that makes you feel like a lady.
Excuse me, I have to watch this commercial.
You want a car that makes you feel tough.
Listen to that voice. Oh
you want
God.
A Ford truck. F-150.
All right, I need a Ford truck F-150,
working
Leonard.
On that. There, yeah.
Ma'am, please, if you could just look
okay.
at...
I didn't
okay,
get
you
a number.
Ma'am?
I didn't get
you're
a number.
A.
I don't want to slow this
What's
down.
What's the matter with you?
You are A.
Okay.
You're A.
That just seems to be...
Okay, poop, shut up.
Look, Bartholomew, people are going to be missing us on Earth right now, right?
Oh, there's only six of you. It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Where's the sixth? Is Donnie the sixth?
Donnie.
Oh, my God. Thank you for remembering him.
Oh, my gosh. There's a body outside. There's a body floating outside.
Tune in next week to find out if the body outside was, in fact, Donnie and why Bartholomew speaks that way. When our adventure continues... Jerks in Space.
Brought to you by Ford.
Alrighty. Scene number two comes from Cameron, who wrote, "Hey guys, thanks for the extra episode every week." That's right, Tuesdays and Thursdays. A scene suggestion from Canada here. I spent a lot of time walking and hiking with my dog. So I thought, well, now you're just bragging. So I thought it would be funny to hear the thoughts of dogs waiting to be adopted from a shelter. Did you, Cameron? Thanks for the laughs and all. I'm always excited to hear new episodes. Cheers from Cameron Prest in the country of Canada.
I don't know, Mama. I just want a dog.
Well, you don't know how to take care of things yet, sweetheart. Well, when I got you a parakeet, I mean, you know how that ended.
Pick me.
I did not know that the parakeet can't swim in gasoline.
Well, that seems to be obvious. All
How's
right.
That? Try no, to get Bart. Pick me.
Now, I brought you to this shelter today to tease you about not having a dog.
Why won't you tease me?
Can I help y'all?
Don't pick me.
Yeah, we're looking for a dog.
This one right here
What's he saying? I can't understand him.
We're looking for a dog.
Speak clearer.
We're looking for a dog.
Don't pick me.
That felt condescending. Please don't pick me. Well, we got dogs everywhere in all the cages.
I'm going to lick my ass.
Hey, over here.
Look at this one, Mom. This is so scruffy.
He's
single, Mom?
He looks ill. I'm single, yes.
Ill?
I am single. Thank you for asking. Thank you for noticing my singledom.
You're welcome. I could just get that single vibe off
you. Are you single?
I don't know, yes.
I mean, I'm a little malnourished. I'm in a goddamn shelter.
Oh, come on, Mom. Look how cute he is.
He looks like he's on drugs. He looks like a...
Hey, dum-dum. Did you get the memo about the escape tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, midnight, right?
Yeah, midnight.
Stroke of midnight.
Just got to figure out how to tell time in between now and then.
I can usually tell by the position of the moon.
Oh, so you'll let the rest of us know?
Sure. You like spotted dogs or not spotted dogs?
Oh, I love spotted dogs.
Oh, boy.
Well, then you might want to look at the ones with the spots over there.
You are very helpful.
Thank you.
Are you single?
Yes, I am.
Oh, did I already ask
you already did.
Can I have some quarters to play the dog game?
You have your own quarters.
Mom, please, you want some quarters to play the dog
Fine,
game?
Fine, I'll give you
dog
some
game
of my
might
quarters.
Be broken, yeah. But give it a shake.
So how long have you been single?
I've been single for like, I don't know, 10 years. How
oh
about
my
you?
Gosh. For my whole life.
Oh. How'd you make the...
It was an accident.
Oh, they're going to hit it off.
This is like a tragedy in three acts.
I dug a hole. Somebody's got to lay on top of the hole so the humans don't see the hole I dug.
For the escape?
For the escape.
Way to go, Wiener.
I mean, that's just his poop. If you go over there, you're just going to
lie in the poop.
Now,
come on.
We're going to fall for this again?
Come here. Take a look. Is it a hole?
I don't belong here.
None of us belong
here,
sister.
This is a mistake.
Hey, newbie, let it go.
You see that one dog? That one dog always poops and then lays on it till the other dogs come and sniff his tummy, and then they all end up eating the poop.
I like how you notice the little things in life.
I guess I'm sort of just, you know, I don't know, observant. Mm-hmm. Your face is so good.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mom, can I have some more quarters?
Shut up.
Here.
Is there any way for one of us to get out here just to bite that kid?
I mean, maybe if we just give him a couple of fingers through the hole, we can just get a good nip at him. Fingers?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying that maybe we can't bite his whole body, but if we look cute enough and he put his fingers through the cage...
Well, you try. You try.
Okay, I'll try.
I'm very scared here. And the last thing, I was with my person, and now I'm not.
What happened to your person?
They died. They died.
Did you kill them?
I accidentally killed them.
Did you eat their face afterwards?
I did. How do you know my life story?
That's everyone's story here. We all did the same thing.
People died and then we ate their face.
But that's respectful. We're showing them respect. We're using love. the full body.
I did my best to resist it for like 2 hours. Like
2 hours?
Like,
wow.
Yeah, maybe they'll come back to life.
I made it 2 days, but you went 2 hours before eating their face.
I thought I was restrained.
I don't know what time is.
It's 11. It's 11.
Mom!
Oh, your kid's got his finger trapped in the dog game.
Mom, my finger!
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Calm down.
How you like that, dumb kid?
Don't make a big deal about this, all right? Don't ruin this for me.
Go play the dog game now, jag off.
Come here, Kian. Come here. Huh? You okay, buddy?
I don't know. I'm losing a lot of blood.
Let me make a tourniquet out of your mom's bra.
Oh, whoops.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
ma'am,
okay.
Ma'am, I just wanted to save him. I wasn't even thinking about, wow.
Wow, you took it off without me even noticing.
Wow.
You are impressive.
You're a beautiful statuesque woman.
You are just, those fingers.
How do they stop the bleeding so fast? How do they do that?
That's impressive.
Right? They have thumbs. Do so many things we can't. They have thumbs.
They have thumbs.
And bras.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
My owner had a bra. Before I ate it.
Oh, whoa.
What did it taste like?
What? It's like, what?
Strawberry. She said strawberry.
Oh, strawberries.
What are you, an idiot?
Jesus, I couldn't hear. It's three cages
you
away.
You couldn't hear.
No, I couldn't hear. It's three cages away.
What do you got in your ears?
I don't know. I don't have thumbs. I can't dig it out. You want me to claw it out? I'm going to bleed.
Oh, man. See that one dog? That one dog? Look in his ear.
Ooh.
Yeah. I want to kind of fish it out, but then on the other hand, I don't want to fish it out.
Ooh. I'll fish it out for you.
Okay. I like you.
Look at this. Fishing.
Can I go to the hospital?
Hey, honey. You wanted a dog, right? Mm-hmm. Would you settle for a parent figure?
I guess.
Very good with you, sweetheart.
What's y'all's names?
Linda.
Linda? Oh my God, you're never going to believe this.
What?
Guess what my name is?
Linda?
Yeah.
Linda. Oh my goodness.
What's the son's name? Dick Cheese?
What's your name again, sweetheart?
It's Ford.
Ford.
That's
excuse
right.
me.
I didn't name him.
Somebody work here. I want to get my...
Hi, Linda.
Oh,
hi.
Linda. Hey, it's me, Jake.
Hey, Jake. Long time no see.
Long time no see. I ran out of dogs. I'm going to get like
you've
10
more. You've been beefing
up, huh? Yeah, I've been beefing up.
I'm sorry.
Who's this?
Who's this Jake? Hi, Jake.
I'm just a regular here at this shelter.
Oh, like this fucking guy's back again.
Right? It takes 10. It comes back a couple days later. What happens to all the dogs?
A dog fight.
What happens to the dogs, man? What are you doing to the dog?
What kind of dogs are you looking for, buddy?
I don't know. Some that look like they might be able to put up a good fight.
Okay.
And these look like good fighters.
And this is for your petting zoo thing you
do? Oh, absolutely. It's for children that are sick to get to pet a dog before
they
go.
You're one of the good ones.
You're not sick. You're fine.
He's not sick. He's just bleeding out a little. Well, we keep the mean ones over there.
That's
over there.
The ones. Okay. Let me get some of them mean ones. Just get I'd say any old 10 I'll do. I don't care.
Any old 10? Okay. Any you want to pull 10. A truck up?
Yeah, I'll pull the puck up. No. I'll pull that truck up.
Your thighs
back.
Are big.
I'm sorry. Did you just slap her butt?
sorry, but that's just kind of a gentleman's handshake. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Excuse me.
Linda, it's okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit of problem with,
wait,
with how
Jake,
you're treating Linda.
Linda, Jake.
With how you're treating Linda right now.
Linda's my new dad.
That's not true. You need a real daddy. Well, my name's Jake, son. What's your name?
My name's Ford.
That's Ford.
Ford. That's a good name. It reminds me of a truck, and trucks are for men.
Right, because trucks, Ford is a brand.
Well, Ford, why don't you come around back with me while we fill up my pickup
Ford's
truck?
Ford's got a bra on his fingy. He
oh,
can't
that's
go
girly.
Back right
take
now.
That thing off.
No, honey. It's saving him.
Please don't touch my bra.
Okay, that's fair.
Linda,
I'm going to
cool
bring
off.
My truck around back. You get those dogs ready out there, oh?
I'm going to go with the man.
Come on.
You'd think Linda would be on to this guy by now.
Unbelievable. She falls for it every time.
Are these the people we have to choose from?
How many dogs
these
do you want?
People?
What kind of a question is that?
You're going to have to fight.
Which dog do you want?
I don't fight. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I'm a lover.
Once you get in the ring, being a lover is not going to help you at all.
Well, let's wait a second now. Well, how talented are we in the loving area?
Well, I'm very supportive.
Oh, that
my emotional strength
yeah.
is very large.
Yeah. You're a dead dog.
You're going to get
killed. You're
not
going to
what? What?
You're gonna last in the ring.
Get away from me,
no,
weirdo.
Not I hope he picks his balls because I'd like to fight you.
Oh
fight
God.
You?
I'd like to fight. Don't you make me bite you. I'll bite you too.
Smell like shit.
Come here and look at this hole I dug. We're getting down.
Hey, man, we need to get some of these dogs. Put them in the back, man.
I'm trying to put him in the back.
What the hell is this kid doing here, man?
This kid needs a father figure. He almost got raised by a couple of Lindas.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Hey, shut up, boy. We're going to be going. I'm going to show you what it's like to be around a dog fight.
Come on, man. I don't have the time or the responsibility. Uh-oh.
It ain't going to take any extra
time.
Wait.
Couldn't help it over here. Did y'all say dog fight?
I heard dogfight.
I was talking about airplanes. I used to be a Blue Angel.
I think I said dogfight.
What does a dogfight have to do with the Blue Angel?
Well,
airplane?
You call airplane fights dogfights.
When the airplanes fight?
Well, back in World War II.
Yeah, World War II.
The planes were fighting.
And they called them dogfights. And that's what I'm referring to. I'm a sophisticated guy.
Jake.
What, Landa?
I don't want to do the things that I know how to do, which include gutting a person. Okay? I don't want to do that. I wanted to believe your little sick kid story, but Linda was telling me she thought it was a lie, and I said, no, Jake's not like that. And then I come back, and I hear this dogfight thing.
Well, hey, hold on a second. How about this?
Who are you?
Who are you?
My name is Cage.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's
Let me
Cage.
See. What? Your name's not Cage.
K-A-J-E.
As in
Cage.
Nicholas?
Yeah, that's my last name.
Oh, Cage Nicholas.
Hey, excuse me. Y'all talking about dogfights?
Yeah, we are.
Hey,
yeah.
I couldn't help notice that Ford pickup you're driving. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, I'll tell you what. It gets gets a good solid 4 feet off the ground, and it's got 150 RPMs, and when I fill up that back of the truck, it can take at least 12 dogs.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm driving an Escort hatchback myself.
Who are you? What is going on, y'all?
There are a lot of men around right now.
I'm just
now.
A guy who enjoys dogfights and Ford cars.
Now, how about we do this? How about you two fight?
Cage.
Yeah, how about
you,
Jake and
Linda? You're challenging me
to Jake.
And Jake.
And
to
then
fight.
Winner
Cage,
decides.
Cage, I don't even know you.
You don't need to
how
know me.
How about I fight you? How
oh,
about
you
want to
fight me?
Rip your nipples off. Oh, yeah.
And so I'll fight you, Jake.
All right,
I'll
all right.
I'll fight Jake, and Linda can fight Cage.
And we can eat their faces yes. after.
Well, hold on. Let's make this interesting. It'll be Linda and Linda versus Jake and Cage.
That's
winner
what she
takes
just
the
said.
Dogs and the boy.
Wait, yeah, I don't want to fight Linda. I want to fight you.
Yeah, well, I know, but we're going to fight the Lindas, Jake.
Yeah, man,
Cage,
that's what she said, man.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but what I'm saying
is
that
added
I get
the kid.
Yeah, I'm taking the kid.
I'll watch from the back seat of my Ford Escort. It's surprisingly roomy.
All right, why don't you be the referee?
You all four, right. I want a fair fight. I'm going to put one
y'all
of you from each team into the cage.
Hold on, man. You mean Cage or Cage?
Into this guy?
Nobody's answering you, Cage.
This
don't
is not a ring. It's a cage. All right?
I know what
so
I am.
So two go in and one comes out. That's the way we fight.
All right, deal.
I don't care what
your
name is.
Where does the other one do?
They just wait outside until the other...
You cheer. You cheer for your teammate.
I repeat, two go in, one comes out. You fight to the death here.
Understood. I think we agree to that.
So each team pick one opponent and let's begin.
Oh, I really thought we were going to do all four of us, but okay. I'll take.
I'm sorry. Do you want all four in the ring? So four go in.
I think can we do two cages? So
also,
we can
who's
just...
this guy?
We've never done this before.
This is our friend Paul. He's a ref.
Yeah,
he's little league.
I like to
and
organize.
He gets to decide the rules. I
he
suppose.
Does the dog
fight. Cage
cool
fight
off,
has
Linda.
Very specific rules.
What?
Cool off, Linda.
Oh, okay.
If four,
do you want to fight Linda?
I don't.
Y'all need to pick sides first. That's
all right, look,
for sure.
I'm gonna be with Jake because that's my friend.
Which one are you again?
I'm Cage.
Cage.
You're gonna fight Jake?
No, I'm with him. He's my friend.
You're Cage Nicholas?
No, yes.
I heard about you.
Thank you.
You're bad mofo.
I'd like to be on the team of the Ford voice.
Escort okay. The guy in the
wait,
escort?
Linda, you're leaving me?
I'm leaving you. That is correct,
well,
Linda.
I challenge that, Linda.
Well, I challenge you, too.
All here right, we go. Two go in, one come out.
Linda took her bra off. Now she's scooting off with that guy.
Well, he's got them boys.
Little kid, little boy kid, I'm going to do this for you. If I win, you're my son. All right, let's go, Linda.
And if I win, I'll give you to whoever you want.
And I'm fine with all of this.
Mom!
Entering the ring is the man's side, Cage Nicholas.
Cage.
The lady's side, Linda.
Tay.
That's right.
Linda T.
Tay.
Tay.
Oh, all right.
No, Tay.
How you spelling that?
T-A-Y.
Why?
Phonetic.
T-A-Y?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I like it.
Let's do it.
What the heritage
what,
behind
it, are we going to fight or not? I'm in the cage with her.
Where are your people from?
My people are from Minnesota, of all places.
Minnesota.
I know. I didn't grow up there, but that's where my people are.
Prior to that would be maybe Scandinavia.
Probably. I
Norwegian.
Think that's the
sweetheart,
typical route.
You can adopt a dog. I'll let you adopt a dog, okay?
I got to see how this ends. I got to see.
Okay, all the humans are out in the parking lot. If we're going to make a break for
now's
it, this
the
is the time.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Yes, come over
which
to
which one
hole.
Of you? Let's see it. Let's just
hit. We're not going
it's
through your shit hole.
Hole.
Fine. Where are we going?
Oh, man, I can't resist eating that poop. I want to eat that poop so bad.
Let's go through.
I've got a hole in this wall with a poster of puppies on the outside. How do we just get the poster down?
Oh, God.
Oh. I'm so hungry.
It's never as good as it looks. God. It's never as good as it looks.
Linda.
Linda, you just ripped my nipples off and gutted me.
I guess I did. I'm so sorry.
I was so stupid to think that just because I was physically strong.
Hey, Cage. I'm going to feed you your guts now, Cage. I'm going to feed you your guts.
These dogs are coming in here to eat my face.
Oh, damn, entrails.
Well, now that this fight's over, I better head back to the city. Well, luckily, my Ford Escort gets incredible mileage.
Yes, scene number two, also brought to you by Ford F-150. Remember, when you want an F-150, go to Ford. And our third scene comes from Juanita, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist. I truly love some of the characters you all have come up with. Lisa is my favorite, closely followed by Marvin McHugh." Was it McHugh? Yeah. McCune?
Yeah.
So many people.
This is a controversy. Yeah. Every listener has heard the name differently. In my mind,
it was McCune.
The name is spelled capital M-C. Capital H-U-G-H, Marvin McHugh.
Marvin McHugh. All right. Well, she spelled it slightly different, but the same pronunciation, I believe. And she goes on, so why not a skit with both of them? Do people remember Lisa, the character Lisa?
I don't remember Lisa.
All right. So we'll focus on Marvin, which this premise actually does. Picture this. It's Marvin's first day waiting tables at a restaurant. His trainer is growing impatient with him as Marvin is old, slow, and just not getting it. You're all my favorite podcast. The show makes life more interesting and overall enjoyable. I wish I could have a new episode every day, but I know you all have lives too. Keep up the great work. Hugs and high fives, Juanita. Marvin, you good to start?
What's that?
Are you good to start your day?
I've already started it.
Oh, yeah. How many
okay, I mean, I'm here, aren't I? Can we get a lineup with everybody, please? Let's get all the servers in here, please. All right, look, we got a big buyout today. We got the entire Ford team here, okay? This is a big deal for our restaurant.
Some of us may walk away with husbands.
Okay, no one's walking away with husbands. We're here to work. Okay?
Sometimes work has its perks.
Dave, are you saying that we're closed to the public?
Yes, that's
it's
yes.
Just Ford people.
It's just Ford. It's just Ford.
I'm more of a Honda man myself.
Don't. Okay.
For
exactly.
Some of us, this may be the last day in the restaurant business. So, to all my friends and all my teammates, I love you, and it's been real.
Tibby, are you quitting or not?
No, I'm not quitting. I'm just saying.
Are
we
you
have
kidding
a corporate
me? This
event
is
like
a
this.
Daily announcement.
Right. This is not a daily announcement. This is special today. I've mentioned it before, but sometimes you can meet people at a steakhouse. Right. A lot of people meet people at a steakhouse. And when you've got a corporate buyout at a steakhouse.
You want a Ford man.
I would love a Ford man.
All right, look, can we please not
Japanese
mention.
Japanese cars are just better.
Do not mention any Marvin. Other car brands, please. Okay, everyone, this is Marvin McHugh. Am I saying that right?
Nope.
Okay. And he is, he's going to be shadowing
he's
all
so
of us
old.
Today. We're not going to make, okay, we have to have him here for at least a week. All
okay.
Right, so
have
let's.
To?
All right, so let's just, let's all work together on
I
this.
Hope it's
Joel,
longer
I
than
get
a
it.
Week.
I get what Joel's doing. He's making sure that we're not all eye candy. Okay. Some of us have to do the work.
Okay.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you, Tibby. Okay, so Marvin.
Marvin, where'd you work before here?
I've worked a lot of places. I've lived entire lifetimes.
I see.
I was a radio DJ for a while in Omaha.
But your experience as a waiter?
I broke Mustangs for a while in the Old West. Not Ford Mustangs.
Oh, you do? That's funny. Save that for the floor.
That'd be a great table combo.
I was a numbers runner for a mafia don.
Okay, all right. That's good, Marvin. All right, so let's all just remember we have the salmon special we want to sell. That's a basmati rice and asparagus crudité, all right? We also
this is a steakhouse, right?
Yes, it is. We also have good fish, okay? Everyone knows good steakhouses have great fish, all right?
Do they know that?
we know Marvin, please, Marvin. Okay, so okay, they're coming in. Okay, great. So everyone, let's.
Can I talk to whoever
broke.
Is in charge here?
Yeah, I am.
So what we're trying to do is we want to have everything served family style and just
family
have a,
style.
Okay. So I don't really want to leave it up to each table.
Can don't want to leave it up to each table.
Is this? What is this? Some sort of a parrot?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
What are you doing?
I'm just backing you up. I'm just, you know, making sure that everything gets done efficiently.
Thank you.
So
are
you saying,
that.
Sir, no menus? You want just the wait staff to just bring the food out like we're servants?
Devin, come on, Devin, relax.
I mean, it's every time
Devin,
with this.
Relax.
I would be
crap.
Happy to comply.
Okay, Tibby, can everyone just go to their tables? Everyone just go to their sections.
We'll
do I have a minute to run out to my Honda Civic?
Marvin? What the fuck did you just say?
A little joke within the restaurant. That's a local joke. Local
What's
joke.
What's a local joke?
Honda Civic.
Honda Civic never
Honda
breaks
Civic
down.
Isn't a local
it's
car.
A local. It's a local.
It's
joke.
Not a local.
But
car.
The joke is that it's a joke
it's
car.
It's not a local.
It's
car.
It's not a local car.
It's a joke car. We think it's a piece of shit. The car. So we love Fords.
We were making fun of it.
Love Fords.
We were making fun of it.
So
crazy about a Ford man.
He's very funny.
Do you guys want any entertainment at the table?
Janet, did we order entertainment?
Sir, we did order entertainment. We ordered violinists.
That's what I thought. We have our own entertainment coming. I don't exactly know what.
I don't know. It's a crazy idea. Don't ask me. I was going to dance.
All right, Janet, I'm going to leave you in charge. Thank you.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. Wow.
Don't mess this up.
I'm going to try to not mess this up.
Do you know what happens to a yes man that makes a mistake?
They jump out a window.
They jump with their own free will out a window.
That's right, sir. Understood.
All right. I'll be back.
That felt dark.
He seems Janet. Like a pleasant fellow to work for.
He's wonderful. Yeah.
Girl
I'm
to
so
girl,
lucky.
Janet, what's the sitch out there?
Oh, excuse me?
What's the sitch out there?
Well,
lady to lady.
It's a business meeting, and we are.
Okay.
There's a lot
the
at stake today.
Stake. So, as a server and dancer, I was just wondering, like, what's going on out there? Who do we have at the table?
We're going to be eating food. We have several men who will be there.
Right. Family men?
And a couple women.
Nope.
I'm sorry. What are you getting at?
I'm just wondering if there's any eligible bachelors.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, yes, there are several single people.
Okay. I'm going to miss you guys.
And, you know, part of the reason why we want to invest is in the new chassis. It's because it's not just that they're stronger and they have a better flexibility. It's partly because it's just going to be, it's for the future, right? We're going to want to go electric.
Hold 1 second. Sir, could we get...
Hello, I'm Marvin. I'm shadowing today.
Right. Could you, you work here though, yeah?
Well, I'm hoping to.
Oh. We need to get some cocktails.
Basmati rice?
No.
Don't cut them off.
Some cocktails? Fella?
Okay.
I would like a vodka gimlet.
Yeah, and I'd like
okay, getting. All right, vodka gimlet, getting it.
Hold on. There's a couple orders.
Hold on.
Do you want to write this down?
Oh, are we having any issues over here? Tibby.
Hello, Tibby. Do you work here?
Tibby. I do.
Can you tell
anybody want a hot piece of meat?
Does this elderly gentleman...
put your hand on, Tibby. Pardon me?
Does this elder gentleman work here as well?
Oh, this is Mervin Mackey, and we're helping him out. So be kind to an old man.
So we can get cocktails from you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
you
all right.
Vodka gimlet.
Okay.
That's right,
Mervin.
Yeah.
We've got a vodka gimlet, and what else?
I'd like a vodka bourbon, please.
A vodka bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And what about for you?
I'll do a drift.
Oh, a drift.
Drift.
I'm familiar, and I will make it for you. Get out of here, Mervin.
I'm supposed to be shadowing you.
Mervin, yeah, but a shadow is silent.
A shadow's like right over your shoulder.
No, a shadow's... it depends on where the sun is, Mervin.
Push the basmati rice.
Don't touch me, Mervin.
You guys push look it. Like
don't
a couple.
Touch
you guys
me.
Look like
we're
you're
not a couple.
It seems like you're a couple.
We're not a couple.
We could be.
We couldn't. We just met today. I am single. And
but there's a real
Mervin,
spot.
Mervin, are you single?
Yes, I am.
No.
Well, match made in heaven.
No, I'm not going to... He's an aspiring server.
Looking to mingle.
So, okay, Mervin, you can't touch people like that.
Mr. Ford.
Can and am.
Yes.
How do you do?
I do very well.
I see that you're talking to two people.
I was in the middle of a conversation, but not such an important conversation I couldn't stop.
No, please, please, please.
No, please, please, please.
No, please, please,
no, please.
No, please.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Ford.
Yes?
I see that you're talking to some people and we're interrupted by a person.
Well, honestly, I could have a conversation with both of you two at the same time.
Oh, no, Mr. Ford. No.
Please.
No, it's not proper etiquette.
Okay, so we all know what we're talking about today.
I'm pretty sure we all know what we're talking about today.
Yeah, chassis that can go both electric and gasoline.
Right?
Is that not what you guys were...
Is that not what you...
Janet, I thought everybody was prepped on this.
I
Are you drinking a vodka gimlet?
I'm thirsty.
Did I overhear you've got chassis that go with gasoline or electric?
I'm just trying to prepare for the future.
Right.
And this is
so,
Ford.
So you've got hybrid chassis?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Well, we're working on it. So the, we've got investments.
The undercarriage and the frame of the vehicle itself.
Did someone say undercarriage? Hi, Tibby. Can I get you anything
Marvin,
to drink?
I'm Marvin, I'm shadowing.
Shit, Marvin!
Okay,
shadows,
what the fuck is going on? Who
talk.
The fuck ordered a drift? What is buddy, come here. Buddy, what the hell is this?
A drift?
Did you punch this in?
I punched it in.
Okay, what the fuck is this?
Huh? They ordered a drift.
What the fuck is that? What is that?
I don't know. You make drinks for a living.
Yeah, I do. Oh, God, man.
Tommy, you never heard of a drift?
No, I never heard of a drift, and it's this guy's fault.
It's not my fault.
First of all, go easy on new guy, all right?
I don't like this guy. He reminds me of my fucking dad.
Exactly. Let's leave our personal shit at home. Tommy, how many times?
I have a lot of kids I don't know about.
A drift is it's just an IPA. It's a beer.
Oh.
Get the drift.
Oh, sorry.
We just got a couple cases in last night.
Sorry, Dad.
Okay, Mervin, can I have a moment?
Okay.
You're ruining my life, Mervin.
How am I ruining your life?
Well, I got a blowout, okay? My blouse broke perfectly, okay? You can't be hovering. There's no spark between us, Mervin. I'm going to meet an exec today and get out of this fucking Applebee's.
Well, I'm sorry.
That sounded like you're mocking me.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
If I felt that we had a little
don't
bit of a spark,
don't touch me when
okay?
you say things.
I just want to be emphatic so you know
I'm coming from
a place
wow.
of...
Mervin.
You've got a little
wait,
knot
Mervin,
in your
yeah,
shoulder. Can I help you work that
oh my
out?
Oh, God, Mervin.
What the hell is going on back here? What the hell? Timmy? Mari, what the hell's going on?
I can move my arm again.
How is this God. Moving the basmati rice? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Mervin and I have our issues, but he did push the basmati rice.
You did, Marvin.
I pushed the shit out of it.
Okay, and then how many orders do we have?
Well, it's family style, so there's no ordering.
So
apparently.
It's all going out.
Rice for the table.
I'll bring it all out in a bowl.
Rice okay, for the table.
Well, let's get it out.
Yeah, so I took this 23andMe, and my DNA results led me to you, Marvin.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Derek.
Well, you're a good-looking kid.
Yeah, my mom said that you guys had a thing for a weekend many, many years ago.
Yeah, we're at Altamont, right?
Yeah, Altamont, right.
Those were crazy times.
So, you're like, what are you up to? Like, you must be doing something amazing with your life.
Well, I'm learning to be a server at Applebee's.
At Applebee's?
Yeah. It's a steakhouse.
Oh.
But we also have good fish.
Oh, okay. Well, man, that's
great. I can probably
great.
Get you an employee discount on the food.
I'd actually need a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you can shadow me. Shadow the shadower.
Okay, guys, line up. Let's do a lineup here. All right. So we have a new person who's shadowing.
Derek.
Derek.
He's my kid.
That's Marvin. Is that real? Is that really your
yep.
son? Okay. Okay.
I'm still here. Go ahead. Mock me. Go ahead.
Morning, Tibby.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have another buyout. Apparently, it's some kind of extraterrestrial corporation. They've come down here and they just really want to.
Cool.
They want to do a blowout, so it's gonna be nuts.
A blowout?
Yeah, they want to do it like a big party. I'm a big party. So
I was thinking maybe we'd all get a blowout.
No.
What's the business?
I'm not exactly 100%. Gentleman named Bartholomew hit me up.
I'll just die here.
So let's all make sure we got some specials today. We just got soups. They just wanted soups.
Is the person in charge?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yes,
please.
Yes, that is
that's
me. That is me.
Hi. I was just wondering if you had anybody that was looking to escape. The gravitational pull of Applebee's and the Earth.
Oh.
I think we're all looking to get out of
no,
here.
No, I just no, got we're here. Not all. I want out.
Tibby wants out.
I want out.
Okay, you're coming with me. And anyone else want to escape the gravitational pull of the Earth?
Where did Tibby go?
I don't take her away. She's my only friend here.
Marvin,
hey,
let go.
Dad.
I don't know you well
oh,
enough
come
yet.
Come on, Dad.
All right, I'll take both of you as well.
Wait.
Oh.
Bartholomew,
I thought to come.
Are we not serving your party lunch
absolutely,
today?
Absolutely. We're going to be having lunch and then a quick trip up to space.
Up to space, that's funny.
No,
okay,
it's
so
not
can we get you a drink while you're waiting?
I'll take a drift.
Another drift. Fantastic. We're moving the drift. This is exciting.
But we're trying to save money, so if you could just serve family style, that would be appropriate.
So soup family style?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Bartholomew has clearly left us alone on the spaceship. If we're gonna break out, this is the time to do it.
Okay,
but
everyone,
if we break out, won't our heads explode?
We don't know that.
I think that your head explodes if you break out of a spaceship.
And how can we be certain we're even on a spaceship for real? Is this real?
I mean, I see it, so it must be real.
Yeah, it has to be. But it could be a set. This is Hollywood.
No, I mean, once you get behind.
This is Hollywood?
I mean, it could be.
No, once you get behind the wheel of an
F-150. Why'd you say this is Hollywood? Like you knew this was Hollywood.
Well, we're in space, allegedly.
We're all from five different states.
This is the same flat Earth guy. This is the flat Earth guy. You think everything's a set? Everything's fake.
Sorry, I looked out the window and the Earth was
flat. Listen,
I
just saw my best friend's dead body floating outside.
Right.
So something real is happening here.
Okay.
Oh, we just got two new people. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh, where are you guys from?
That's the first question.
Well, I'm from all over the place. It's kind of hard to answer.
Well, what state are you from?
We were at Applebee's.
I've lived in all 50 states.
Where are you from? Where do you live
Is
now?
Is anyone corporate here? Why are you naked?
I drive an F-150, and the plush seats are so
Ford
nice.
Oh, a Ford man.
I was in the Carolinas for a while, and then I lived in Hawaii, all seven islands, and then I was in Gingema.
Oh, Gingema?
What'd you do in Gingema? Did you just say Gingema?
He did.
I've been saying Gingema.
That's the state that I'm from.
Wait, that's a place?
I was born in Gingema.
Was it nice?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Where is it exactly?
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
Of course it is.
Right in the middle of the country, you're saying?
Right in the middle of the country.
Oh, please.
Never get used to that smell.
Mm-mm. Well, your planet is about to be destroyed. You can look at it off of the previously painted wall that's risen, and you
Wait,
will be...
Wait, previously painted wall?
Well, we rose the wall. It was painted red.
Quick question, Bartholomew, if that is in fact your name. Why are you guys destroying Earth?
We've chosen you to be the next Earthlings on planet Earth number two.
Number two?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, can I add a follow-up question? Earth 2, is it also flat? Because this is very disappointing.
It just looks flat because you're looking at it from this perspective. Honestly, it's round.
Does it have bananas?
Of course it has bananas.
Does it have pug dogs that fall in love?
Of course it has pug dogs that fall in love.
Does it have Merlot?
It has a white
He's
Merlot.
The Merlot guy. Like, that is his whole thing.
I'm not
thing.
The Merlot
that
guy.
That is your whole does identity. It, that is it, all you are.
Do you want me to get you some Merlot?
Does it have an F-150s?
Marvin, we can't serve here. There's no kitchen here.
Hey, it looks like we're repopulating a new world.
I'm
right?
not going to be Marvin. No. Oh, I'm a server and I'm having
it
Marvin
so tight in your shoulders here.
Oh. Well, at least we've got that.
It will have F-150s if you build F-150s.
Oh, I don't know
You're
how
starting
to
in a world from scratch.
Is there a specific reason you chose us, by the way? I mean, it seems so random.
Well, it seems random because your minds were wiped, but every one of you was asked if you wanted to leave.
Oh.
Wait, it's just like manners?
Yeah, of course.
Aww.
Not mean ignorance.
What will
I
we do?
I wanted to leave?
Well, yeah, you said you wanted to escape the gravitational pull of the Earth.
Oh,
and be probed again. I mean, let's...
Listen, probing isn't as bad as you make it think. You've never complained about it. You're afraid of it, but once we're probing, you love it.
But wait, what
I sort of lean
part?
Into it?
You lean into it hard. Wow. A little too hard.
Well, it's so sweet.
I get that from you.
Right? But turns out we don't need any more probing because you're all healthy.
You can probe me. Go ahead.
It's
fine. It's fine.
Well,
probe me.
We already did our experiments.
But you're done probing right when we get on the ship.
We're finally
this
involuntary.
Is exactly
but
my life.
Some of you have been up here several times.
This is my first time, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, if you really want to be probed.
I would like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we don't
need to be
do
asked.
Not in public. Why don't you come with me?
It's fine.
We've got time.
I mean, that's okay, fine.
Yeah.
Marvin, I need to do this alone.
Are you sure? All right.
I'll be right back with my probing materials.
Do I follow you? Or?
No, you said you wanted it in public. I'll come back to this room.
I can go with you. It's
okay,
fine.
Come with me then.
Where's Lisa, by the way?
That, in fact, concludes our scenes for today. I want to thank all of our alchemists. Carla Kakowski, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for
us.
Having me.
Where should folks look to find you and your marvelous talents?
At Carla Kakowski on Twitter.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Vinish.
Good job, Carla.
Yeah. Vanessa Ragan, are we going to Dynasty Typewriter soon?
Yeah.
What upcoming shows are you
excited for?
Yeah, in the month of June.
We just had Michelle Wolf, and I've got to say,
yeah,
powerhouse beyond.
Yeah.
I can't
sing it loud enough. Like,
oh, great.
It was so exciting. And if people are only familiar from The Daily Show, dig deeper.
Dig deeper.
Major, like, killer. And then we've got Adam Sandler coming up. We've got so much great stuff. Yeah, come and hang out. And June is going to be a bunch of delights. Work Juice Improv. We got so many good things. Come, check us out.
Go to the calendar online.
On DynastyTypewriter.com. That's right.
Fantastic. So many calendars.
James Genie? We've
got calendars.
Well, I believe this should be dropping sometimes near the E3. I'm going to be doing E3 coverage for Gamefront. So if you're interested in video games, please check out Gamefront.com.
Oh, fantastic. Ooh. And what if you're not interested?
Well, then you could just check me out on Twitter, at The Heen.
Okay, good, 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 good. Joey Greer?
Hello.
that's all we needed.
That's it. Yeah. At Jebby Grieber on Instagram.
That's right.
It's spelled as it sounds.
All right.
And Westside Comedy Theater, 2nd and 4th, Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
Bear Supply. Craig Kukowski.
At Kukowski on Twitter. Also at Craigslist Cast. What is it?
PCast.
Craigslist PCast.
Vanessa knows better than you do.
So for the Craigslist podcast, which is grinding slowly to an exciting conclusion.
How you doing,
we're getting
Carla?
Close to the top 10.
It's getting rough.
Looking forward to that banana in the morning. I'll tell
you that. Let's all give very special thanks today to... I'm just going to call him our savior, Mr. Doug Boehm, because he's not only making this show possible, but saved the live shows in such a way with his unique talents. And we're thrilled equally and mutually to have him in our lives.
And he's woke.
And he's so woke. Yeah, no, it's crazy. So thank you, Doug Boehm.
Thank you, Doug Boehm.
And also Rafael Brito,
our
sound design artist, our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review, please. It helps so much however you listen to podcasts. Go there, write reviews, let folks know what you think of the show. It really does help, and we greatly appreciate all of your support. Write to us, as always, your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Thanks again for listening to this episode of...
Alchemy this. Ford tough.